Welcome to Mornings with Ken. Hey, you know the routine. Go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Pull up a chair, kick off those shoes, and stay a while, because I'm really glad you're here. First things first today on Mornings with Ken. Hey, I need every eye closed, every head bowed, no one looking around. How many people have to go to work today? Raise your hand way up high if you got to go to work today. Come on, everybody. I see that hand. I see that. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Hey, if you have to go to work today, hey, I'm so sorry. I have the day off. Well, I have a lot of days off, but I got some time off. And so, hey, I'm sorry. It's Monday morning, and Mondays, it's usually the hardest day of the week to get yourself out of bed, drag yourself out of bed to get your day going. But I have the day today off today, so I'm looking forward to just relaxing. Hey, I do want to welcome some new listeners to my show. I am always shocked when I go places and I hear that there's other people that are listening to the show that I had no idea listened to the show. And I met someone last week told me that they listened to my show. So first thing I must say is I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you took the time out to listen to Mornings with Ken. Because this show's different. This show is a different kind of show. And the fact that you took the time out of your day to spend a few moments with Mornings with Ken, it's appreciated. And I hope your expectations aren't set too high, because this is a cornucopia of shows. I talked a little bit about everything on this show. And sometimes it may come across where I'm a little edgy or offensive, and I don't mean to be. Sometimes I push the envelope a little bit, and I never mean to be offensive or rude. But I like to cover a lot of different subjects, and sometimes the subjects are a little bit towards the edge. But I always try to stay center of the road and kind of, you know, not be offensive. You know, I want to honor Christ in all that I do, and sometimes I can kind of be a little bit edgy, so please forgive me if I come across. My humor's not meant for everybody sometimes, and I appreciate some of my friends out there who would say, hey, Ken, the last show, you might have said this, and someone might have taken that the wrong way. So please never take anything I say on Mornings with Ken too seriously, because it's a show for me. It's my show. It's a little bit of fun for my mental health, because I need some good mental health. So that's how this show started, with me just a place to share what's on my mind and for mental health break. And we all need a break, right? We all need a break. I was just reading this article earlier this morning, and it talked about, tell yourself it's okay to take a day off from work just to take care of yourself. Sometimes it's okay. You don't even need an excuse. Just take a day for you if you feel like you need it. Now, you don't want to be anybody who abuses that. You don't want to be that person. And you want to be a good worker. You want to show up every day. You want to be a hard worker. But it's okay once in a while to say, hey, you know what? I need a day. I just need some time. I just need some time. That's okay. Sometimes I think we need to get some of this Western ideas out of our heads and realize man is both physical and spiritual. And sometimes we need a spiritual rest too. So anyway, welcome to Monday. Welcome to this Monday. I hope you're getting ready for work. And I hope you do get that cup of coffee and that virtual donut. Hey, real quick, I want to talk about 5 ways to tackle your Monday. 5 ways to tackle your Monday, your Mondays. And this is coming from Forbes magazine. Hey, I don't make this stuff up. Coming from Forbes magazine, 5 ways to tackle your Monday. All right? Number one, let's go down this list here. 5 ways to tackle your Monday. Number one, sleep, but don't snooze. Don't hit the snooze button. Dr. Rafael Paleo of the Stanford Sleep Center. Dr. Rafael Paleo of the Stanford Sleep Study says, when you hit the snooze button on your alarm, it's like playing a game with your body. It's teasing your body. It gives your body a false alarm. Your body actually it actually doesn't know what to do. It starts fighting against itself. Part of your body is saying, "Oh, I can go back to sleep and shut down," and then the brain thinks, "Oh no, I need to stay awake and get up." Literally, your body is fighting itself when you hit the snooze button. It's not helpful at all. After you hit the snooze button, you'll wake up more groggy and slow to wake up. So you might as well just jump up out of bed and start your day. And that used to be a really good habit of mine. I still somewhat, that's my habit. When my alarm, I don't really even use an alarm, but when I wake up in the morning, I usually put both feet on the ground off the bed, stand up and get my day going. There's no snooze button to hit because I don't have an alarm set, but I just get up and go. Best way to start your day. Number two, get physical. Morning exercise not only motivates and improves work performance, but it also pulls us out of a slump. It helps us with depression. So it tells us to get physical. Do some physical activities in the morning. And it doesn't have to be a major activity. Even if it's just some simple squats or, bending, stretching, some type of physical activity. It gets your body in the mindset to, hey, we got to work today. And a little exercise, it helps with depression. They noted in a study that over 65% of the people who battle depression, if they did some morning exercise, there's a 65% of those people said that they felt better after doing some morning exercise. Their depression lessened and they felt better in their mental state. So get up and do some morning exercise. Number three, keep your email in check until you get to the office. Don't wake up and get out of bed and first thing you do is you grab your phone and check your email. No, don't do that. Keep your email at work. Don't get on your phone and check for the first email of the day. You're not at work yet. The day will take care of itself. Don't check your email until you get to work. Okay, it's very important. They said you have to begin to separate your home life and your office life. They say to stay focused on the big projects ahead. Devote brain power there. The distraction of email can take your brain away from planning, and that can wait. Email will lead you towards a rabbit hole in the morning. You know how it is. Once you jump on the email, you read that email, then you jump into another email. Before you know it, 10 minutes went by, and you haven't even got ready for work yet, because you're in that rabbit hole of email. So wait till you get to work to check your email. Number four, never quit or make any big decisions on a Monday. Never quit or make any big decisions on a Monday. And the quote here, they said, there's an old saying, don't make permanent decisions based on temporary emotions. Don't make permanent decisions based on temporary emotions. That couldn't be more true than on Mondays. Monday is the biggest day for resumes being sent out. Did you hear that? They say Mondays is the biggest day of the week for new resumes to be sent out to companies. Wow. People are trying to make decisions on a Monday. Don't make decisions, permanent decisions, on a Monday. That's some wise words there. Number five, schedule work that has tangible results on Mondays. Schedule work that has tangible results on Mondays. Work on projects where you can see immediate results. Work on projects where you can see immediate results. Complete easy tasks you can do that you can check off the boxes on your list. You got the whole rest of the week to work on larger tasks, but at least to start, maybe just in the morning, when you arrive at work, pick some of the easy tasks. You say, you know what, these need to get done in the next couple of days. I'm gonna knock four of these out right now. So pick some easy projects, some easy tasks, and say, you know what, I'm gonna do these things today. A lot of times we think of office workers and projects and plans, and even if you're a blue collar guy, hey, you were told, hey, everybody's got to clean out their lockers, it's starting to smell, you know. Hey, take that Monday for real quick and start collecting stuff out of your locker and throwing stuff away, or some of those coffee cups you left in your locker that still had coffee in it all week long, starting to stink. Yeah, get that coffee cup out of your locker. Get some small tasks. You know what? Maybe there's been something sitting in the back of your car and you've been meaning to throw it away, or hey, when you get out of your car on Monday at work, grab that trash, throw it in the trash can. Small tasks. Do those that you can quickly check off when you get to work. So, hey, there you go. There are five ways to tackle your Mondays on Mornings with Ken. But there's a couple other ways you can, there's another way you can tackle your Monday. Start your day with some scripture. Start your day with some scripture. And I got a couple here I'll just throw at you. Psalms 143, verse 8. Psalms 143, verse 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Psalms 143, verse 8. And on Mornings with Ken, I always read scripture verses twice. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. What a great little simple prayer, even to start your Monday morning. Show me your way. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, being reminded of the Lord's unfailing love in the morning. What a great way to start your day. Psalms 159, verses 16 through 17. Psalms 59, verses 16 to 17. But I will sing of the power. Yea, I will sing aloud of the mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of mercy. Again, that's Psalms 59, verses 16 through 17. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of the mercy in the morning. Notice it says in the morning. Great way to start your day. Sing aloud the mercies in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Going back up to verse 16, last part of that. For thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of trouble. Man, we all face days of trouble. You ever just have a really bad day? Maybe you got some bad news? Well, just be reminded that God is your defense in the day of trouble. Hey, thanks for stopping by on Mornings with Ken. I really do appreciate you taking me with me on your journey to work or your morning run or whatever you're doing. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with me. I hope you have a great Monday morning. God bless all of you guys.
I have heard a still small voice that's whispering, I am. Have you heard a still small voice whispering, I can't. If you'd only believe, if you'd only believe, if you'd only believe that there is love. I have heard a still small voice that's whispering tonight. I really believe that there is listen.